Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome to PJ Sports Talk. This is football's coming up, and I'm excited. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about James Winston. Is football safe for kids? As well as just baseball. So we're going to get right into it. First off, I want to talk about the upcoming football season and what I think about James Winston. So, he's doing great. I'm happy with him. You know, he's very. I'm going to read the article for you. It says James Winston is maturing. Here we go. So, James Winston, speaking on the opening day of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers training camp, said he has matured since his days at Florida State. Winston was asked Saturday how much he has grown since his first day of college. He said, "I've matured since I was an 18-year-old kid, just getting into mischievous things," said Winston, now 21. "But now I love this opportunity that I've been given. It's a blessing. The best thing about it is my dream of always being a professional quarterback, and now I have that dream." Winston's history at Florida State has been well documented. The Heisman Trophy winner was accused of sexual assault when he was an 18-year-old freshman, but was never changed. With prosecutors citing a lack of evidence, Winston was also questioned by police after a parent BB gun battle with other Seminoles players in 2012. Later during his Florida State career, Winston was cited for shoplifting crab legs and suspended for a game after shouting a vulgar phrase on campus. The Bucs have repeatedly said they are comfortable with Winston's past after doing extensive research on him. Coach Lovie Smith said Friday that Winston will be starting quarterback after sharing first-team work with Mike Glennon in the off-season program. Winston said he doesn't need to come in as a vocal leader. "On this team, I'm just accepting my role," Winston said. "We have a lot of veterans, Vincent Jackson, Gerald McCoy. Those guys are our leaders. My job right now is just to play." So, you know, very, very interesting stuff there with Jameis Winston. I'm excited for it. You know, him maturing as a player and as a person and, changing into, an adult. Jets GM, the Jets general manager, says that he will not be, Jets general manager will not be, Jets general manager said he will not commit to Trent Richardson's long-term future with the team. He wants to see how he does at this point, but at this point in time, he says he's not going to, put in a long commitment for him because he's questionable. So that's news in the Jets there, as well as, news in Major League Baseball. Giancarlo Stanton, his rehab is definitely slower than expected. He was hoping to return within 6 weeks of having surgery on his fractured left wrist, but slow progress to his recovery has thrust that timetable into doubt. So will he make it by playoffs? Nobody knows. The NBA stars, the NBA stars and legends shine as Team World rallies to beat Team Africa. So that was pretty cool. Mutombo took the court, so the crowd went wild whenever that happened. And then, of course, another story is football safe for kids? And, of course, I have an opinion on this as I played football myself. So, you know, these days, kids are playing football. They're, you know, getting into, you know, they're hitting each other very hard. You know, they have pads on, of course, but it's no safer than NFL is. They're going at full speed, running full speed, and ramming in to their opponent to, you know, basically try and take them down. And, you know, it's, of course, it is, it can be scary. And the thing, you know, the things that the kids get injured with, it's hard for them to heal. Yes, it's faster than the adults, but they're still developing, and it could very well, you know, mean that they wouldn't be able to play football anymore. Whereas if they were adults, they could just, you know, heal on up and they'd be fine. I would say, you know, yes, it's okay for them to play football, but flag. Tackle football, you know, I've seen people get, you know, concussions. And while their brain is still developing, that's not a good thing. You know, kids can make the wrong move, and, you know, they can break a leg. And because, you know, these kids are very strong. And, you know, I think a good time is high school, where you should start playing tackle. You know, your body is pretty much fully developed by then. And, you know, it's, of course, very well refereed. You know, it's not like volunteers or something. And so I think it is safe to play flag but not tackle. And then you move on to the fact that is it safe for girls to play tackle football? You know, here's the problem, right? You have, you know, girl football organizations, right? But number one, there's no way that they're going to get into the NFL. You know, it's just not going to happen. It could. Actually, let me restate that. It depends on the position. If she goes out for a linebacker, she's not going to get drafted because, number one, there's differences in the weight comparison, right? You know, you go up against, you know, a 300-pound, 400-pound lineman, offensive lineman, as a 180-pound girl, you can't do it. So, you know, they're talking about, is it safe for girls, kids to play with boys in tackle football, and or, you know, just separated. And yes, I think it is for flag. There's no difference there, but the girls, I don't know if they should be playing with the boys at all, because, you know, of course, they're going to get booted out most likely when they get up to that, you know, NFL professional type deal. There are girl kickers out there that I know. But, of course, with the new NFL coach, right, being a girl, the first NFL woman to be a girl. So, you know, pretty interesting stuff there. NFL is starting to incorporate it more. Do I think football will ever be a mixed-gender sport? No. I think, you know, you have your separate girl leagues. It's a girl and boy sport, kind of like, you know, basketball is. Do I think that there could possibly be something like basketball where something is as prestigious as NFL, as a girls league, kind of like the WNBA? Yes, I think it could happen, so... that's my take on that. And we're going to run down the lineup here for the Major League Baseball. So let's go ahead and run down the lineup. The games for tonight, we have the Indians and the Athletics, the Angels and the Dodgers, and the Nationals and the Mets. And like last week, we talked about the Rays. And how they're doing. They're 51-54. They're fourth place in their division. It's not looking good at this point. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs at all. You know, they were close in second place, and then, you know, they were just out of it. They're pretty much done at this point. Wild card is, you know, nowhere to be found for them. They're all the way in 6th place in the wild card. The White Sox are doing better than them. So, kind of sad to see the Rays start out so good and then just decline into terribleness, basically. Yeah, and anyway, that's pretty much it. One more thing. We're going to be getting into gaming. I'm going to try to record a podcast with one of my friends and then post it, or, you know, we can listen to it on the show next week, because as this was only a 10-minute show, you know, not a lot of content for me to talk about besides the upcoming NFL season, which we, of course, have already talked about already, so there's not much there. Anyway, one more thing before we go. Windows 10 has come out. I'm really enjoying it. If you have not updated to Windows 10, there should be a little icon in the bottom right part of your screen if you own a Windows 7 or Windows 8 computer. It should be right there. You're able to update. It's amazing. It has its own personal assistant, kind of like Siri, named Cortana. And it's got a new startup menu, all that sort of stuff. So if you're used to Windows 8, the startup menu was one of the worst things. You can now have it windowed. You can change it. You can customize it. And yeah, you have Cortana, of course, so she can launch apps, you know, play your own music, all that sort of stuff, as well as search the web. Another thing that they're coming out for Windows 10 is there's going to be almost like an Internet Explorer, a new search engine with Cortana implemented. So you're looking up a restaurant, right, and you can just ask Cortana directions. And the last thing about Windows 10 that I find very cool is if you're running low on memory for your SSD, which I'm sure we all are, you know, I only have 8 gigs left on my end, and I need to go clear it out now, but Windows 10 is so much nicer. It's like only 30 gigs of memory, so a lot better than Windows 7 or Windows 8. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. I'll see you next week. And remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. Have a great Sunday.